This weekend has seen the end of an era in the Southern Tablelands, with the final arrangements for the sale of historic Markdale Station near Crookwell. The property, which has been in the Ashton family for years, sold earlier this year to a private buyer from Sydney. A selection of family furniture, artworks and polo memorabilia went under the hammer at the auction yesterday afternoon as part of the dispersal. Mary Ashton says she remembers the first time she saw Markdale before she was married.
I flew in with Jeff, he had his own plane in those days, and we flew and I thought, oh good grief, you know, that I'd never seen a country property that looked like this.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Wollongong, because my family had the steelworks, Port Kembla. I was a Hoskins.
So you looked down and there was Markdale just unrolling in front of you.
Mm, absolutely. Late afternoon, you know, beautiful golden afternoon. Very impressive.
How much time over the years, over your marriage, have you spent here, do you think, if you added it all up together?
That's hard to say. We always spent holidays. We've always come every other week. You know, I have to be in constant touch with the garden. The gardens are numbered because I found that was the only way for us both to think we knew what we were talking about, the gardener and I, when I was on the phone. It really covers more or less 5 acres. If you take it down to the grid there, which is what we really count, the park-like area there and right round the whole thing, it's about 5 acres.
What's your particular favourite part of this garden?
I'm not sure I have one, you know. I just love all of it. But I mean, particularly look at that copse there. Isn't that wonderful? I do absolutely think we couldn't do without our wonderful lake dam here, because it all the panoramic hills around make it, I think. Borrowed landscape, they call it. And I did put that bridge in there as a focal point to entice people to walk around it.
It's lovely, and you look down there and you run, where from this perspective, you don't so much see the bridge as the reflection of the bridge.
That's right. And from the bridge, you can see a reflection of that house in the late afternoon. It's really quite magic.
Somebody has really put some thought into the placement of that then.
Oh, yes. I did a lot of garden tours in England to get ideas, whilst remembering that it was really an Edna Walling garden and that I mustn't mess with it.
For those of us who know diddly squat about gardening, who is Edna Walling and why is it so important that this is one of her gardens?
Do you know, I didn't know much about her, but she was an early... They came from England. Her parents brought her out to Victoria. She wanted to be a landscape designer, but she then enlisted this lovely father and son called Eric Hammond, and she wanted structure in her work, so she wanted to have the strong structure of stone walls to sort of anchor her designs. And she, at the time this garden was designed, she did do it in an asymmetrical way, but before that she'd been much more formal and much more symmetrical.
So the stone wall on which we're sitting is one of the features that really particularly makes this a Walling garden.
Well, this is quite a sweet story. When girls were doing a book on Edna Walling, they found this letter she'd written to a friend, and she said, I rerouted the drive from the west, it was here a big circle, and put it up the south side, and the stone wall, I then designed the lake, and I like to think that those three things made it worthwhile to pay me.
A watercolour of Edna Walling's design for the Markdale Garden, executed on greaseproof paper, was one of the many pieces that went up for auction at Crookwell yesterday. Everything from glassware, paintings and sculptures, to polo memorabilia, such as a pair of custom-made riding boots with lasts. Mary Ashton's husband, Jeff, has an abiding love for this property. It's a place that has been in his family for nearly 100 years.
Well, my grandfather bought it in 1920, and he had 4 sons, and as each of them left school, he packed them off to Markdale. I always say, somewhat cynically, to keep them out of trouble in Sydney, but it was a very run-down place. All the fences had fallen down. The rabbits were all over it. I think they had a team of up to 30 people. And the eldest brother, Jim, I think kept order. He was a champion amateur boxer. That probably helped.
So how much country is Markdale?
It's now 6,300 acres. It's gone up and down. I think when we bought the family out, it was about 8 and we bought a bit more country and then shrunk a bit again. It's always been a bit up and down. And when all the family were here, the brothers, I think it got up to about 12,000 acres. We've run fine wool merinos and Angus cattle. We, like so many people, obviously joined a lot of the years to White Suffolks when the wool price was no good. But now we've gone back to straight merinos. And I think the purchaser will go down the same track. He grew up in the country till he was about 9. So I think he's always had this dream.
What are some of your favourite memories of this place?
Well, as kids, of course, we spent an enormous time on horses. And there's some pretty steep country on this place. And there's one paddock we call Gullies. And I always remember there was an old manager here who said, when you were in Gullies mustering, you led the horse down the hill, and when you fell over, the horse threw its head in the air and pulled you back onto your feet again. He described it as the country where even the crows wear croppers.